Quality Protection Act, passed in 1996, was meant to amend a number of our laws, in particular to this matter, our pesticide laws, to allow for additional protections, especially for children. It followed on the heels of a report of the National Academies of Science that basically found that our government, Environmental Protection Agency in particular, was not doing an adequate job of protecting children from chemicals, and in this case, pesticides. It found that children were much more vulnerable, I think, than people had originally thought due to the fact that they eat and drink more per body weight. They engage in a lot of behavior. You know, when they're playing, they're on the ground, and they're touching a lot of things. They put their hands to their mouths. And so basically, the Food Quality Protection Act was meant to revamp the way the government looks at and registers pesticides for use to ensure that EPA was really taking into account children's exposures and aggregating those exposures, looking at all of the ways they're exposed when EPA is setting, in this case, food tolerances, how much pesticide residue can be left on a food when a child consumes it.
And those regulations were set to require the EPA to set the standards by 2006. Well, that was 3 years ago. Where does it stand?
Well, where it stands now that concerns us is that EPA did, in fact, get a lot of those standards done. They really had to scramble. But the problem is in doing so, they neglected to include an exposure, a way that kids can get pesticides into their bodies. And that's what our petition is concerned about. That is pesticide drift. And drift occurs two basic ways. It can be that pesticide particles or vapors kind of drift off the site, whether it's because of wind or weather conditions or the applicator gets too close to the edge of the site or something like that. There's also something called volatilization. That means that some pesticides, because of their chemical properties, can vaporize depending on weather and temperature, travel off the site, and then resettle. It acts almost like dew. That's the best way I can describe it in a non-technical way.
So what are the solutions? How can a farmer keep pesticides from drifting off their lands?
Well, one of the things that has proven actually quite effective at protecting areas where we don't want the pesticides to go are these buffer zones. EPA's already looked at that. A lot of scientists have said, yes, buffer zones are effective. In fact, one of the cases that my office worked on, which was to protect endangered species from pesticides, both in terms of drift and runoff, the court imposed buffers, and those have been now adopted by the federal government in looking at some of these things. So one of the things that our petition is requesting is that EPA immediately impose interim emergency buffers around the areas where pesticides are being applied, where they could affect where children are, homes, schools, playgrounds, things like that. While those interim buffers are in place, they can do a more systematic, methodical look at all of the pesticides that they have registered and make sure that they have adequately accounted for drift exposures when setting tolerance limits on those pesticides.
We're speaking with Jeanette Brimmer, a staff attorney with Earth Justice. Jeanette, can you give us an idea then of some of the worst pesticides, some of the pesticides that you're most concerned about and what effects they have?
Sure. We use a couple of families or groups of pesticides in our petition as examples. Now, I want to be clear that those are examples that we gave EPA of ones that they should be especially concerned about and then look for other pesticides that have similar characteristics. Two of the families that we use as examples are organophosphates and carbamates. And both of these pesticides are nerve toxins. That's both the way they work and also the way that they can be damaging. And both of them were developed in the World War II era, and they are very, very toxic. And EPA has already recognized how toxic they are. They have canceled a lot of uses for chlorpyrifos, one of the organophosphates. A lot of people might have heard it used terms Lorsban, and this was back, I don't know, 8-9 years ago when EPA looked at this and said, way too many exposures for kids. We've got to cut back some of the uses on this. But again, they didn't look at drift. So what we said to EPA is these two families are, you've already recognized, very toxic. Kids are already highly exposed, and yet you didn't include a major exposure route, a major way that they can get these pesticides. Concentrate on those first. Definitely look at those and put some emergency buffers in place while you're looking at them.